Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Quick Bite episode of Being Human is Weird. Thank you for listening. Today, Carrie and I are going to share a very valuable technique that is super approachable, has a minimal time commitment, and can help you unlock new levels of mental clarity, productivity, and innovation. Today, we're going to talk about brain dumping. And Carrie, would you mind explaining to the crew what this is, maybe some of the benefits behind it, and why it's so important and near and dear to you?
Yeah, definitely. So brain dumping is essentially a technique for clearing your mind of clutter and helping organize your thoughts, which is tough to do in today's world, I think. So this is a resource that I recommend, I would say, at least once a day when I'm coaching. So it's the act of transferring your thoughts, that monkey mind, your tasks, any ideas that are coming into mind from your brain onto paper or a digital device, if that's the way you like to journal. It's not necessarily, when you're going through the brain dumping, about organizing or prioritizing, editing or judging. That'll come afterwards. Really, it's simply about getting everything out of your head. And there is some really cool science behind this. Abby, do you want to walk us through some of the science behind brain dumping?
Yeah, of course. This is the part that I get really interested in too, because it's like, oh yeah, it sounds cool, but our working memory, which typically we call our short-term memory, does have a limited capacity. So it's like a mental workspace where we temporarily store information that we're actively processing. And when that memory becomes overloaded with information, it can actually lead to cognitive overload. So it's just that feeling of having too much going on up in our headspace. And that impairs our ability to think clearly, make decisions, and concentrate on tasks. This overload can actually result in increased stress and reduced productivity. So it kind of takes away the point of what our brain is meant to be used for. Brain dumping works by offloading or removing that information from our working memory or short-term memory onto an external medium. So we're taking it from our head, just like Carrie said, and putting it out there, either on paper or using some sort of digital device, typing it on your phone, typing it on your computer. And by doing that, we free up our mental space, we reduce the brain load that we have, and it helps to alleviate the burden on our working memory for deeper thinking, critical thinking, creativity, all of the things that we want our brain to do well. I know that everybody's probably sick of hearing me talk. So would you please would you please share some of the benefits that cognitive psychology research has shown?
Definitely. When we get our thoughts, our tasks, our ideas out there, we no longer need to store them in that short-term memory. Mm-hmm. And that reduces the cognitive load on our brain, which helps us to think more clearly and to focus better on the task at hand. It also enhances organization. So externalizing those thoughts helps us identify and prioritize tasks, leading to better time management and productivity. I think something everyone is usually seeking. Mm-hmm. It can help facilitate problem solving. So writing out your thoughts and then going back and reading them later helps us gain insights into what complex problems or patterns are coming up and helps us come up with creative solutions to those. Rather than having them just bounce around our brain, now they're somewhere that we can really process through them. It allows us to examine our thoughts more objectively and from different perspectives, like Dr. Natalie was telling us about several episodes ago. And again, that helps just lead to greater clarity and creativity. All of this helps with stress reduction. We no longer feel overwhelmed by the sheer volume of information in our heads because we've put it somewhere, we've processed it, we've made our lists or done whatever we need to with it. With that stress reduction, that opens up your brain For enhancing your creativity, you know, we're emptying out the clutter, and all of a sudden we have the space for new ideas and insights to really emerge from that. So let's walk you through how to do this magical thing called brain dumping.
First, we want to set the scene. So we'll find a quiet, comfortable space with minimal distractions because we don't need more information coming in as we're trying to get rid of it, right? I think of it as almost taking out the trash. So we're just bundling all these things up and getting rid of it. Choose your tools. So decide whether you're more of a pen and paper person or if you prefer to use your phone or tablet, computer, something like that. Honestly, I would recommend pen and paper because we are overwhelmed with screens typically from the time we wake up until the time we go to bed. It's nice to get a break from that, but you do you. Set a timer. So allocate a specific amount of time for your brain dump session, such as 10 or 15 minutes. So this isn't something where you have to completely rearrange your day. If you only want to take 2 to 3 minutes to start, that's great. That's better than zero. It does not have to be huge. But obviously, if you have 10, 15, 20, that'd be better. Start writing. Jot down everything that comes to mind. Like Carrie said, no censoring, no editing, no judgment, no worries. Just start writing everything. It doesn't have to make sense. And finally, review and organize. So after the session or periodically, review your notes and categorize them into actionable items, ideas to explore further, or things to let go of.
So this can be used several different ways. When people tell me that they have trouble sleeping because of ruminating thoughts, I recommend a brain dump as a bedtime ritual. So at the end of the day, allow this brain dump. You can deal with that brain dump tomorrow. Now it's out of your head and you can relax. I also have people who are neurodivergent and have trouble starting their day. Just they have so many ideas and so many things they want to do that they freeze, right? Fight, flight, or freeze, they freeze. And doing this in the morning for them can really help them identify their priorities for the day, what is going on in their head that they can let go of, and what they want to focus on. And then the other people are people who are maybe high achievers or have something big coming up, like they're presenting or they have a big project. And this can be really beneficial right at the beginning of that project or preparing for that presentation. So doing a quick brain dump on what could this project look like? What are all of my ideas? And just dump, 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 dump will honestly give you such a great starting point and allow for even more creative ideas to come up. Those are the three ways that I see it utilized, and I recommend it when people say they're ruminating a lot, they feel overly stressed, they're not sure where to begin. It's those kinds of situations.
So it's such a valuable tool. And
It can be really freeing. It can lighten your load. If you haven't tried it, just try it a few days and see if you notice a difference mentally.
So, Carrie, if somebody is interested in doing this, how can they make it a routine?
Again, identify when you feel that mental chatter happening the most for you, whether that's difficulty getting started in your day, difficulty getting started with a new project, or trouble sleeping at night because of ruminating thoughts, or somewhere in between, right? Identify the time of day when you are annoyed or are struggling with that mental chatter, and maybe that's the time to utilize
Good
this.
one.
Like Abby said, make it a routine. So maybe that's a consistent reminder on your calendar. Around that 2 o'clock time, you know, I got to reorganize and feel like I can finish today strong and know what I'm starting tomorrow with. So here's my brain dump. Maybe you utilize this again, like Abby said, when you are feeling particularly stressed or emotional about a specific situation. So if this isn't a daily routine for you, if you are mindful and self-aware and notice, gosh, I have been extra irritable lately, or I've just been feeling down lately, allow yourself the space to brain dump. You don't know what's going to come out of it, but hopefully it lightens that mental load.
This is a really great tool for anybody feeling anything but those moments of overwhelm. And to summarize, It's simple. And you know, this is something that we like to overcomplicate, like with most wellness techniques. But first, just set the scene. So quiet, comfortable. Choose your tools, pen or paper or digital. Set a timer between 2 minutes and 48 hours and just start writing. And that's it. You'll review it, organize it, see what task items need to go where, what you can utilize, what you can let go of, and that's it.
And just to put a finer point, if the review process stresses you out, then let the brain dumping be enough for you. You don't have to go back and review. If that's helpful, great. And if it's not helpful, don't feel like you have to follow this step by step if that's not what works for you and your particular emotional reactivity.
If you are with us and believing being human is weird, then like, subscribe, share, all of those things that the kids are doing. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Being Human Is Weird. That's where we're going to be sharing resources, inspiration, and news about our podcast.
And we would love to hear from you. So slide right into our DMs with questions, comments, and what you'd like to hear more of. And thank you so much for listening, Weirdos.